people, this is the day that the Lord has made, so you know we gotta rejoice and be glad in it. You're listening to the Young Believers Podcast with your two favorite girls, Mimi and Belle. Belle, say hello to the people.
Hello, beautiful people of the internet. I hope and pray that y'all are doing well out there. I pray that y'all had a magnificent, wonderful day.
Or week or whatever.
Of all of the above.
All of the above. So you may notice that some of you can see us. Yay! We're on YouTube! And I'm so excited. And so, look, you may be viewing us or you may be listening to us on whatever beautiful streaming platform that you are using. But I am so excited for today's episode because it's gonna be nice. It's gonna be juicy.
It is.
Yes.
We have a great topics coming your way. And today's topic is having fun while saved.
It's fun over here.
It's fun over here.
Anyway, look, so we're going to talk about how much fun it is to be saved and how you can live a life saved, sanctified. That. And filled with the Holy Ghost.
And fire baptized.
Hallelujah. Rakam Ashumasha. And so...
Oh, my Lord.
And so we hope you enjoyed today's episode, guys. So, like, you know how people be like, oh, you don't drink, you don't smoke, you're doing too much. Like, you say, you don't do this and you don't do that. And where does the Bible say this? Or you can, oh, this is a good one. Baby, Jesus turned water into wine.
So you can drink it. And then I've heard this one too. I've heard this one, people, you know, people that smoke the earth or whatever.
What they be saying?
They be saying, oh, well, God created the grass, the leaves, and the trees.
Baby, Tyler Perry. I love Tyler Perry, but why did you have y'all to do that?
And y'all took this man's words.
It was like, I can smoke.
Y'all apply it to y'all daily lives.
Put it away, stuff it out, burn it.
But I've heard so many times, oh, you too sanctified. You don't curse, you don't drink, you don't smoke. Oh, you must be stressed. Because so many people believe that in order to curse is a stress reliever, to drink is a stress reliever.
It's gonna make you feel better.
Right. So it's like, okay, so you know when you curse and it be at the tip of your tongue.
Yeah.
And then the Holy Ghost stops you.
Yeah.
It's people, I've done that before, and it's people that be like, oh, hey, let it out. Let it out. It's let your stress out. Let it go.
Let it out. And this is something I always say, and you know me, so you know I've said it for like the longest, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are a million words in the dictionary that you can use to express yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what you're saying. You're saying, yeah, I know there's a whole bunch of words in the dictionary, but it just feels good when it come out.
Yeah.
Let me help you out. Let's go get the Holy Ghost. Let's go get him. All right. Let's have, you know, put him in within you. Mm-hmm. Ask for it. Go tear it somewhere. And we're going to try that again.
Yeah.
Because it might feel good, but it's not good. Things that feel good might not always be good for you.
That is very true.
And so y'all be sitting there, well, I'm not gonna say y'all, I'm gonna say we as a people. Because remember, the Young Believers Podcast, we're all about inclusiveness and not thinking that we're above anybody. So we all sometimes have those moments where it might feel better for it to come out. But the Holy Ghost is a keeper if you want to be kept. And
yes,
he helps you to discipline yourself to control those things. Don't look at me like that. He helps you. The Holy Ghost is a keeper if you want to be kept.
Even only if you want to be kept.
Yes.
You have to allow the Holy Ghost to be able to stop you. You have to allow the Holy Ghost to take over in times of need and in times of trouble. But if you don't allow him to, and you succumb to those things, yeah. See, but this is for another episode.
See,
this is
look,
for
another that's episode. That's further down the road of episodes, because and being this little thing, Holy Ghost is a gentleman.
Yes.
He's not gonna bombard his way into your life. He's not. Just how y'all might not agree with me on this, but just how you be like, the devil made me do it, but the devil can't make you do it. The Holy Spirit can't make you do it.
Can't
you have to listen to the Holy Spirit and decide to do it, because the Lord gave us free will.
Yes.
Let's get off of that. All
yes.
right, let's get off of that. Let's get off of it.
We can dive way deeper.
So,
that's for another episode.
To the right. But like we were saying, a lot of people constantly, you know, come to us, especially people in, like, we're both of us are in college. We both go to the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff, the Flash of the Delta. And we often get a lot of, like, stares, or people think we, like, crazy or something's wrong with us, because we have decided not to drink, not to smoke, not to go to parties, to stay away from certain social activities,
mm-hmm.
to decide not to cuss, to use a better, a more productive word instead of just cussing. Or it's just certain things, like if you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you're practicing abstinence.
Right.
Let me tell you what somebody told me once. Let's go back. I remember I was at work and I was talking to a coworker, and my coworker just thought it was the most bizarre thing that I said, hey, you know, I'm waiting until marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just like, you're waiting until marriage. Like, you don't want now? I was like, I feel like I might, but I have the discipline,
right?
To say no to sex, because I honor the covenant that I will in the future make with my husband.
That's the one.
And not only that, I honor the covenant that I made with my father,
mm-hmm.
in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important for me not to do it. And people look at me like, she looked at me like I was dumb as a box of rocks. Like, I was just stupid, because it's because of the time that we live in,
mm-hmm.
that's not normal for people. People be looking at you like, you're not doing what? What?
Right.
And they think that it's a form of bondage. Now, living saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost is a form of bondage, and it's not.
And then they know, they learn that I am a Christian, and they're like, wow, I was actually able to have a pretty good conversation with you. Or we were able to talk and then not be all holier than thou. And I'm like, okay, well.
Is there such thing as holier than thou? Y'all, if you want to know my thoughts on this subject, read Jackie Hugh Perry's Holier Than Thou book, because I don't have nothing else for you. But,
the amount of times that people have been surprised at the way that I walk and the way that I talk and the fact that I'm able to enjoy myself in everything that I do. One, because God gives you peace like none other. Thank God.
A peace that passes all. It surpasses all understanding.
And when you have peace, you have that joy and that happiness comes with it.
Yeah.
And so that becomes very prominent in the way that you look, in the way that you walk, the way that you talk.
People can see that on you.
Yes.
They see the light that's on you.
Yes. And then you become the example. And what I mean by when I say people are surprised is because I become the example that you can live a happy, joyous life without having to drink, without having to smoke, without having to just be all out in the world and doing all of these worldly things. You can see the joy and the happiness in my face because, y'all, I'm still having a very joyful life.
Yeah.
I enjoy the things that I do in my life. Like she said, I'm a photographer. I enjoy art. I go to art galleries and things of that nature. And I don't want people to think, people have to know the difference between parties. partying where there's alcohol and people dancing provocatively and all of that stuff, that type of partying is different from being around people of your peers. People that do the same things that you do. People that, and I don't want to just say other Christians, but people, it can also be people that haven't necessarily said that this is the lifestyle that they want to live as Christians, but they still live the way that you do. Which, to me, I don't want to tell those people, honey, come on over here. Come on. Like, you already on the line.
And then, like, to just kind of to further deepen that explanation, because, you know, we don't want you to be like, well, I can't go to my work party. You can go to your work party.
Yes.
I'm not saying you can't go to your company party or whatever. That's fine. There comes a certain time at some of these, because I know at my job, there's a certain time where they start doing some over the top stuff. Okay, now I have to leave. But we're talking about, you know, somebody, because parties aren't necessarily limited to, you know, going to a club or something.
Right.
You can have a price party. And so, no, but not necessarily, you know, use discernment.
Yes.
When it comes to these parties. And even those of you who don't yet understand discernment, you're
it's
not
a good
saved.
Feeling. It's a good feeling.
Yeah, that's another way to say it, your gut feeling. So for those of you who are not necessarily ready to live the life, or you're like, well, I don't understand discernment, or I don't get this whole thing. A good feeling. I wanna stop this moment because there was a party last night down here. And some things happened and some people ended up in the hospital, okay? If there's a gut feeling that's telling you not to go, or something is happening that's my coworker actually, she was going to go and she ended up having to do somebody's hair and the Lord protected her.
I have a testimony like that too. My freshman year, I was doing stuff that I really didn't have. No, I shouldn't have been doing it.
Tell all yourself then.
And I'm telling myself, because the Lord delivered me, amen. But I wasn't doing nothing crazy or nothing, but one of my friends that lived in my dormitory, she really wanted me to go to this party with her. And I knew that my parents did not want me going to no party or nothing like that. And y'all, I'm an only child, so I pretty much tell my mama everything. So I knew that neither one of my parents wanted me going to any party or anything of that nature. Now, any normal, regular person would just be like, just go, don't tell your parents.
Don't say that.
Don't say nothing. You grown.
You can't do that when your parents got the Holy Ghost. They would call you, girl, where are you? What are you doing?
Yes.
I can't do that. My daddy is.
So I was feeling this heaviness on my heart, and what the heaviness was conviction. I was feeling convicted, and what I wanted was validation from my mom to give me the okay, because I'm like, if I could just get my mom to say,
false. You were convicted. Wait a minute, you were convicted. You were convicted, but you called your mama and your mama Holy Ghost filled, and you thought she was going to save you.
I don't know what part of my brain was working.
Make it make sense.
But it was a very stupid moment. And I called my mama, and my mom was like, she said, you're old enough now to make your own decisions. And she was like, I'm not going to tell you what I think you should do. She would say, you're old enough to make your own decisions. Amen, this car. She said, you're old enough to make your own decisions. But because she felt as well that it wasn't safe, she told my father. My father called me.
Oh.
And he goes into all of this, like, he said, I really don't. So my father called me and he told me, well, Tamisha, he goes into all of this stuff, but he mostly says, well, Tanisha, it's up to you what you want to do. He was like, grown, you have to make the decision for yourself. He was like, I ain't gonna let you know that I don't want you to go to the party, you know. But he told me overall that I had to make the decision for myself. So when my friends came to me and they asked me, like, hey, you gonna come with us? You know, I felt heavy on my heart to was like, no, don't go. Don't get in that car. Just don't go. And so I followed that voice. I followed that feeling. And I didn't go. Only to find out that later on, one of my friends came back and pretty much told me that that party had got shot up.
That's right.
And that I was, if it wasn't for that, who knows what would be right now.
I don't even know you. I think this happened before we met.
Yeah, this was my freshman year. And that just goes to show that we aren't supposed to be smoking, drinking, partying, and all of that stuff, because you just don't know what God is shielding you from. You don't know what he's protecting you from.
Yeah, and you don't know, not only do you not know what he's shielding you from, but you don't know what he's trying to get you to.
Mm-hmm.
And just going back to something that was, I don't know who told me this, but the GPS, they call it God's positioning system.
That's good to me.
And so, you know, you try to get to the store, right? You're in a new city. You don't know anything about the city. So it's saying, take you 5 minutes to get there, okay? So you done travel 3 minutes and you at the light. And at the light, it tells you to turn right. But instead, you make the left, okay? It said you had 2 minutes left, but now that you made that left, you actually have added an extra 5 minutes because you had to go around.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord is shielding you from whatever you do. And he's like, look, don't do that. Don't go there. Don't do that. Because he doesn't want you to have that experience. You don't necessarily need to have that experience.
Right.
But you're so stubborn, you like, well, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And you go and you do whatever that the Lord told you not to do, and you've had that experience, and now you're farther away from where he wants you to be, or that particular blessing that you're going to get, because you're being disobedient. You're just doing what you want to do.
Yeah.
So, yes. Please, people. Watch out what you do. But no. And so, not just talking about that, but I also want people to understand that you can be a well-rounded Christian. And you can be saved, you can be sanctified, you can be Holy Ghost filled, 5 baptized. You got Jesus on your side and running for your life. Sorry, I had to finish the line. But you can do all of that, and you can be all of that and be well-rounded.
Yes. Be a well-rounded person, well-rounded yes. human being.
You can do different things. You know about arts, and you yes. know about the arts, and you know about science, and you know about, you're a great mathematician, or you do, and you know languages and things like that. You can do that, because what we don't understand is there's more out there in the world. The world will have you thinking that the only thing to the world is getting money, being famous, partying, smoking and drinking, and just is life.
Mm-hmm.
The world and entertainment will have you thinking that there's not that much more to life.
Right.
But, I'm sorry. We are losing our youth yes. because they just think that that's all there is to life.
Yes. And they take these things that they learn at a young age, or that they see their parents doing or loved ones doing, or even learning these habits in college, I see this too. Learning these things in college and taking it throughout their entire adult lives. And so now this is the way that they live. And then they start to wonder, because I've seen this in adults too. They start to wonder why their life is the way that it is. Why they can't do regular things without getting a drink first. This is a concept I don't understand. Somebody help me. Why is it that before we go to a football game, we gotta have a pregame. And everybody drinking stuff at this pre, you ain't gonna be able to understand what's going on at the football game.
Who made a touchdown? Tell me who made a touchdown?
Who?
What was the song they performed at the halftime show? Somebody tell me.
You don't even know what's going on because of what you did at the pregame. Why are we going to a, why? And then I'm like, we can just go to the football game and just have a great time.
You can. And let me just stick this in here. We're not bashing you and saying you're the worst person in the world for doing this.
At all.
It's not what we're doing, okay? What we're saying is there is better for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that people are like, when you go to college, these are your years to have fun. It is your years to have fun. But make memories by having fun in a more positive way.
And being able to remember it.
Yeah. That, I don't like you. That is the message we're trying to get to you, is you can still have fun in those very fundamental years of your life,
right?
But there's a positive way to do it.
Yeah.
There's a positive way to have fun. So this isn't just you can be saved and have fun, or you can be saved and be a well-rounded person. You can just be a well-rounded person. Now, we wish that all of you can be saved, come to the knowledge of repentance, everything like that, and give your life to the Lord. We're not forgetting that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying this is a message for those of you out there who think that this is all there is to college.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I'm telling you, my mom told you, go to college tomorrow. My mama told me.
My dad will say the same thing.
Get
you going to college to get an education. I'm not paying for no parties.
But the thing is, as you're getting your education, as you are doing the things that you need to do to learn about whatever the field is that you're going to go into while you're in college, you can make positive memories.
Mm-hmm.
You can make memories that, you know, we got so high, I didn't know what was going on. You can make more memories than that.
Right.
And so, yeah, I know what we titled the episode, but what we really want young people to see is that you can be saved and do things.
Yes.
You're not on your knees all the time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, thank you. Oh God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You're not on your knees all doing that all day.
Right.
But there is fun things to do. You can have a plentiful career.
Yes.
You can have a plentiful social life.
Yes. And all your friends, because I get this sometimes, all of your friends do not have to be Christian. Okay? Like, I have friends, plenty of friends, who don't walk the same walk that I do, but I'm able to have wonderful conversations with them because they understand my lifestyle and I understand theirs. There's no judgment. And that's a misconception as well. People feel like you, as a Christian, that you just have to surround yourself with people that are Christians as well. That's not the case. Because if that were the case, then
you can't go to work.
You can't go to work, and we wouldn't be doing our jobs as Christians, which is to minister to other people or to let other people see the way that we live.
Yeah. And with those friendships, and I was actually talking to a coworker about this. With those friendships, when we did our internship together a couple of years ago. And she would say, you know, you hung out with this person, and they drink and they smoke and everything like that. We did positive things because they knew if you want to smoke, oh, it's time for me to go.
Mm-hmm.
Get about my apartment. It's time to go. Or if you finna go do something that's going to get you into trouble, I'm not going with you. We were coworkers. We're on this internship together. We're having fun together. We're doing different activities together. And we're hanging out. We're having fun. We're having meaningful conversations. But when they, and then the thing is, when they see you not succumb to some of the things that they're doing. They're going to ask questions.
Yes.
That is your chance to witness.
Yes.
That is your chance to share with them. I don't do this because of this. This is the change that the Lord made in my life.
Right.
This is why I don't do this. This is why I have chosen not to do this. And you can take them in the Bible. You can show them what the word says about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm sorry.
That was good. That was good.
I'm sorry. That did something to my spirit.
So with that being said, I want to share a scripture with y'all. Two scriptures. And I'm reading from the Easy to Read version. Amen. If y'all want to go back and read in the KJV, you most certainly can. But I want to make this as understanding as I can. So I'm coming from the verse Luke 21 and 34. It says, be careful not to spend your time having parties and getting drunk or worrying about this life. If you do that, you won't be able to think straight. And the end might come when you are not ready.
Wow.
Yes. So the main thing I want to focus on, because we have talked plenty about not spending your time having parties or getting drunk. But the part that I want to focus on is worrying about this life. If that is something that you used to do, mm-hmm. or that you still sometimes fall under the temptation to do, as long as you repent and you mean that thing, don't worry about it. You can't pray and worry, is what Jay Ma said. You can't pray and worry, because then you're not allowing God to do what he needs to do in your life, because you're constantly worrying about it. And by worrying about it, you're going to try to constantly fix it. And it's not your problem to fix.
You can't fix yourself. You can't fix yourself.
Because I promise you, fail every time, honey.
I gotta get myself together. No, you can't get yourself together. God got to get you together.
God gotta get you right, honey. So you can't worry about it. If that's something that you do, give your problems over to God. You know, if you're still where you're in this mindset where I'm not perfect, Christianity, we walk in this life, y'all, we ain't perfect either. We still make mistakes, honey, day to day, understand. But know that you can't worry about it. Once you give your problems and talk to God about it, you can't worry about it. You got to leave it alone. And then I hope that this, you listening to this, you understand and know, like, hey, okay, maybe I can make a difference. Maybe I can, you know, change my ways, because what you don't want to happen, which is the other part of the scripture, is the end to come when you're not ready. So, you know, just try. All we can do in this life is try the best that we can, y'all. That is all that we can do. And then the next scripture that I want to use is from Ecclesiastes 3. And the first verse says, there is a right time for everything, and everything on earth will happen at the right time. So allow God, live your life, have fun, do the things that don't require you to get out of character. Amen? I love that. Don't do things that require you to get out of character. Enjoy your life. Do things that you know are fun for you. Pray about it as well. Ask God, hey God, what are some things that I can do that I will love? Surround me with the people. This is something that I prayed. Surround me with the people that are like-minded, that will help me. And that's how I met Mimi. That's how I met Dre. That's how I met Allison and so many other people, because I prayed and I had faith. Lord, surround me with people that are like-minded like me, so that when I hang around them, If they live in the same life I'm living, I ain't got to worry about falling under the temptation of anything.
Because we going to catch you.
Exactly.
Hey, what you doing over there? We doing that. Put that down. Put it away.
There is a time for everything, and everything on earth. There's a time for everything, y'all. There's a time to have fun. There's a time, and as a matter of fact, that's what the verse continues to say in verse 2. There's a time to be born and to die, to plant and to pull up plants. There's a time to kill and heal. So there's a time for y'all to kill those bad habits. and to heal from them.
Amen.
Oh, I love that. Okay. There's a time to destroy and a time to build. Mm-hmm. So you can destroy your bad habits and build on top of it, y'all. If there's a foundation in your life that you are not happy with, you can ask God to break down that foundation.
And ask Him to be your foundation.
Amen. And build on top of it. Build on top of it.
You can ask Him to be your foundation.
He will be it. And I promise you, your life will be so joyful, filled with joy, peace, happiness, everything.
That's our foundation. I'm stuck on that. I'm sorry.
There's a time to cry and a time to laugh. A time to be sad and a time to dance with joy. There's
not
a time
twerk with joy. To dance with joy, not twerk with joy. Amen.
And
you don't twerk in the church.
And the list goes on. The list goes on. There's a time for everything. And just allow God to show you the peacefulness of life.
Yeah.
Allow God to show you the joys of life. He created it. Let him show you things. Yeah. Let him take you places. There's been a plenty of times I probably looked like a crazy woman because I was standing outside just enjoying
people watching.
Well, just enjoying life.
You know, looking at the sun. Lord, look at what you created. Yeah. Like, that's so beautiful. Look at the little bush over there.
Going to park at the lake and just think, just allow God to just be, just to enjoy that I'm alive today. That right now, yeah, things may not be perfect, but we're here.
Yeah.
And that alone can be great if you let it.
That's enough to dance. I got two left feet, so I can't shout real good, but that's enough to dance. So wherever you are, if you're a shouter, shout for me in this moment. Give you 10 seconds. One. Okay. But yes, it's enough. You here.
We're here. Enjoy life, y'all. Enjoy life. And know that you don't have to do the things that other people do in order to have fun.
You don't.
You can go to Shenanigans and Amazing Jakes. And,
wait a minute. And we don't know who these people are. Who is this?
Girl, these are places. These are places.
Okay,
that you
we'll talk about the places after we finish the podcast. I don't know what she's talking about. Shenanigans.
These are fun places. These are arcade places.
Oh,
yes.
I'm from Memphis. We have an arcade.
I'm from Texas, so we got a Shenanigans. We have an Amazing Chance.
See, we got a what's the place? Oh, Incredible Pizza.
I heard about that too.
So, but there's, you can have fun.
You can have
fun. You can have fun. While the thing that we want to get across to you is that you can have fun while being saved.
Yes.
Even if you're not saved, you can have fun.
You can
without doing negative things. So it's possible. So as Bill has said, ask the Lord to surround you with people who can help you. Ask the Lord, you know, show me what I can do. You know, help me to be a well-rounded person, to have fun in you, and give me the discernment to know when not to do something. Mm-hmm. And so it is possible for you. It's possible for you, and that's what we're trying to get across. If you can have fun while saying it's possible. It is possible. And like I said, use discernment. I think that's the biggest thing. Use discernment when you go out and you go do things. Use discernment. So, we thank you. We thank you so much for being on today's podcast.
Thank you.
That it blessed you. We hope that it touched you. And I hope that that we planted a seed in somebody's heart, in their mind, to think about the things that they do. And so we love you. We thank God for you, and we pray God's continued blessings over your life. Thank you for growing in the faith with us. We love you. Bye-bye.
Later.